The Street Academy was established to provide educational assistance for school dropouts and other young people who did not get to go to school. Penina Osepoku is a teacher there. She said the academy caters to the needs of poor urban children who cannot go to school for financial reasons. Osepoku said most of the children come from poor neighborhoods like Choko, Bukom, Jamestown, and Osu in Accra.
You have children who have parents, but they may be sick, maybe suffering from stroke or something, so they live their own lives.
Osepoku said teachers go around the community and find children who are not in school. They are offered admission to the academy. The coordinator of Street Academy, Joanna Ejemeno, said meals are provided.
These children are just like street children, but just that they have homes that they go to, but they also sell, they take care of themselves, just like what street children are supposed to be doing.
One of the current pupils is 10-year-old George Quarty. At 11 in the morning, he is busily punching a bag at a private gym made available to the school.
What do you want to be? I want to be bossa. I like it, so it is good for me.
In the future, Quarty hopes to be like one of the professional boxers whose pictures are prominently displayed on the walls of the gym. Coach Gabriel Aidan, who is in charge of the gym, says the pictures are there for a reason.
You can see Holyfield, you can see Mark Tyson, you can see Azuma Nelson, you can see Bukom Bankun, so it inspires them to be world champions.
A few months back, Quarty was not in school. He was earning money as a street vendor and dishwasher at a local restaurant. Helping turn his fortunes around is a Denmark-based non-profit International Children's Solidarity, IBS, and the Danish International Development Agency, DANIDA. They help fund the academy. Quarty, along with others like him, is being given a chance to learn. At first, he, like many of the children, was reluctant to come because he wanted to keep earning money on the street. But teachers say the kids, including Quarty, can be convinced by offers of special sports training. Quarty was at the gym because he had chosen the Street Academy's sports and spare time program. It helps develop a child's athletic skills, but only after 2 hours of reading and writing. So far, 40 children out of 90 enrolled in the academy have been placed in the program. The Street Academy also runs a skills program for young mothers without jobs. They are trained in fashion design and making batik tie and dye fabric. Helping with skills development are young female professionals who serve as role models and challenge their students to aim high. After completing the program, the students are given the basic materials to help them establish their own businesses. The academy also runs an educational program which includes school dropouts and others without previous schooling. They focus on reading and writing skills and are then placed in the public school system. Their progress is followed to make sure they continue their education. With any luck, students can make it to the top, like 4 who began their studies at the Street Academy but are now pursuing programs at the university. For VOA Africa, this is Joanna Mante, reporting from Accra, Ghana.